Here's your host, Mick Lowry.
He had Sammy Parker, a wide receiver, trying to block the defensive back and wasn't able to get it done, but I think maybe he was a little tired, because had he just cut back to the inside down there, then I don't think that defensive back would have touched him, but I think maybe he was running out of gas a little bit when the guy grabbed his mask. And the thing is, that was dangerous, because he snapped his head around there, and I think could have been a very serious, maybe a spinal cord injury type of a play on that one. But I don't think they're going to change it. They're not going to give anybody any touchdowns, that's for sure.
That's Len Dawson, who's our Monday morning quarterback on Head Games with Sam Huff yesterday. And Jim, listening to that, did you see the play itself that happened on Sunday?
I did. I see it two or three times, a replay, of course.
Well, you know, there you have Len Dawson describing it, and it's what is a certain touchdown. It's nothing, I guess you could say, argue is certain. But here you have a situation where a player is going to score a touchdown, and the only way the defensive player can stop him is by resorting to extreme means, to the point where, by grabbing his face mask in this case, it risks his career. Larry Johnson indeed did not move for several minutes. People were, you know, thinking it might be one of those tragedies that we all dream won't happen. And yet he did it, and he was rewarded, if you will, because it was just a 15-yard penalty. And in the end, Kansas City was stopped and only kicked a field goal. What do you think about that? Do you think there's anything that can be done so there is no remaining incentive for the defensive player to resort to such dangerous means?
Well, Nick, as I look at the play, first of all, watching all the NFL games that I have, I don't think a player ever intentionally grabs a face mask to hurt anybody. They often grab it as a last resort because there's nothing else there, and that's where the foul is, and that's where the foul is, a 15-yard penalty. I don't think they ever intentionally try to hurt somebody by doing that. By doing that, though, and twisting the face mask as they did, it's very, very severe and can certainly cause not only neck injury but spinal injury that he could be paralyzed the rest of his life. I'm not sure I agree that was the only way to stop him. Players today are not tackling the way they used to. They don't tackle with their bodies anymore. You don't drive a shoulder into a guy and drive him out of bounds. And he could have done that. The defensive player could have knocked Larry Johnson out of bounds just by catching up with him and knocking him off balance. The problem that I see is that what they're trying to do is they grab. This is a game now today where they grab the player. And you know what happened to Terrell Owens a couple of years ago when they grabbed the back of his collar. It's called a horse collar tackle, and they've since outlawed that to a degree, not totally. I wrote a rule change suggestion last year that you should outlaw that totally. If you grab the back of the jersey, actually the back of the shoulder pad of the player, not just the jersey, but the shoulder pad, and pull him down or grab it to stop him, that should be as dangerous a play as it is grabbing a face mask. It should be 15
yards. Jim, what is the exception?
Pardon me?
What's the exception to that rule?
The exception is that if you don't pull him down, if you grab him and grab a hold of that and then tackle him by other means, they don't call it horse collar. But if you grab just the back of the shoulder pad and pull him down, that's a 15-yard penalty. And it's only 15 yards, not that it should be more. I don't think you could award Larry Johnson on that play, award him a touchdown, because while whether running out of gas or not doesn't make any difference. Whether he's made it or not, I don't know. It's pretty hard to tell. It's not like the guy coming out of the stands and tackling him on his way to sure touchdown. He could have knocked him out of bounds. It's a very severe penalty. I don't believe the player who tackled him intended to hurt him at all.
So what would you do? In other words, you would leave that to the commissioner to give him a suspension, like the Haynesworth situation, when the on-field action is so inappropriate, you don't worry about it affecting the outcome of the game.
I don't think you can. I don't think he can. He's eligible for suspension. The penalty was 15 yards. He could penalize him. He could fine him for the viciousness of the act, because the act was so severe. The intent was not there. I don't think the intent was ever to hurt the runner. I don't think the intent was anything other than stop the runner by grabbing the face mask. And whether it happens in the line of scrimmage or downfield like that, this has happened running, both of them running at full speed and grabbing him at that speed and that kind of power that Larry Johnson has. It's very, very dangerous. And what do you say to the player? Don't do that? Well, he's coached not to do that, but in the last minute, his reaction caused him to do that. And again, I don't think he caused any intended any injury. He wanted to stop
No real premeditation, anyway.
None of that. No premeditation. Well, there are times that a face mask is premeditated. I'm sure, but I didn't see that in this case. And hard to judge premeditation.
We're hoping to get Randy Kovitz, who writes for the Kansas City Star, on to talk about it from his point of view and what he's heard about the situation with Larry Johnson since, who is, in the matter of a year and a half, become one of the top two, three dominating offensive forces. But let's switch to something else, which is if this thing that happened with Haynesworth, with Tennessee against Dallas, if this had been something that had been not just on an offensive player. And that's not to denigrate the importance of offensive linemen. We just talked to one, and they are really, if you look at what's happening and evaluating the best teams, the teams with good offensive linemen are the teams that tend to be the best teams in the league. But what if this had been a quarterback? What if this had been against one of the franchise players of the other team? Do you think, I know in theory it shouldn't have been a different penalty. Do you think it would have been?
I don't know if it would have been any different. If the word despicable comes to mind and been used many times on that kind of an act by Haynesworth, I understand he's since apologized for that, and he's had that kind of anger problem before. I write an article, as you know, every week called From the Tunney Side of the Street, and on email.
It's great, by the way.
And I'm writing that for next week as a distraction. And the idea of sending Haynesworth through anger management. Football, Nick, is an anger management game. That's the name of the game. You manage your anger. You have to play it hard. You know, in the trenches like that with 300 pounders, it's a tough, vicious, hard game, and you need to be not necessarily angry, but you need to be intense, and your intensity has to be at the top level, but you need to control it. Merlin Olsen played with anger management. He played very hard, very intense, but when the play was over, he would pick a player up. It was a matter of this is the play is over. You pat a guy in the back for a great play. The trash talking is anger management. Where did that come in there? We didn't have that before. We had very little talking between players. And my dad told me for a long time ago, don't talk to the opponents. The opponent's trying to distract you. Don't let that happen. You need to manage your intensity like that. And Haynesworth, if you just listen to Coach Jeff Fisher, which I think he did a great job going after Haynesworth and telling him what he did and how we don't play like that. We don't do that. And that's what we're talking about in the last hour about coaches' relationship. And by the way, I really need to mention your former team, the Kansas City Chiefs, has one of the great coaches, I think, of the National Football League in terms of dealing with players, and that's Herman Edwards. He gets right after a player. Herman doesn't swear. You might swear around him, but he doesn't allow it. It's a matter of just saying, we just don't do that sort of thing. That is the way we play football around here, and that's the kind of control we need.
We actually have someone who can talk about Herman Edwards, who has been waiting very patiently. Randy Kovitz from the Kansas City Star. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
Hello, Randy.
You know, as you
and I don't believe
you mean the Donovan McNabb game, don't you?
Yes, that's what I wrote about.
I think Terrell Owens kind of disappeared for three quarters of that game.
Right. No, Donovan McNabb is right now not only your comeback player of the year, but he's in the conversation for MVP. But that's another story. I did see, obviously, replays of the Larry Johnson play. And, well, first of all, Nick, these face masks are so big, if they go back to the single bar you wore, it'd be hard to grab those things, right?
That's why I wore it.
What? Yeah.
That's why I look so stupid wearing it.
Randy, Jim Tunney, I have another theory. I think if you take the face mask off, we'd have a different kind of a football game.
Well, that too.
People wouldn't be sticking their head in there like they're so protected with that face mask, they don't think they can hurt themselves, and so they do all kinds of things in tackling and in blocking. You take that face mask off, it'd be a different football game.
I think the plastic surgery industry might go up a little bit for broken noses, but yeah, that's a good idea.
Two things. One, no, I agree with Jim that there was no malicious intent. If you watch that thing, Antro Roll is fighting off a blocker. In fact, Sammy Parker is escorting Johnson, and Roll took him on once, and Parker couldn't quite block him out, and Roll just reached for whatever he could, whether he should have let go of the face mask quicker. Hey, it's running. This game, it's going so fast. he might not even know what he's got. He might think he's got a shoulder pad there. So did he deserve a penalty? Absolutely. But should he have been kicked out of the game or fined or suspended or anything like that? I don't think so. And then the most telling thing was, Nick, remember we talked a few weeks ago with all the hubbub on the hit by Robert Gathers on Trent Green, and even though the league ruled that wasn't malicious, it didn't deserve any kind of penalty beyond on the field, it probably should have, but didn't deserve any reprimand. But the Chiefs weren't squawking about this. I mean, they weren't happy that Larry got hurt, and they were relieved when he was okay. But you know how that is after the game. You know, where Carl Peterson or someone would be, you know, screaming for Roger Goodell to do something. There was nothing that came out of the Chiefs on that. So, if anything, that tells me they just viewed it as part of a rough, violent game.
Well, we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to continue with Randy Kovacs and Jim Tunney. We're going to talk a little bit about the evolution of the face mask. As Jim Tunney said, the brilliant man that he is, we just remove the face mask, all this goes away. We'll be right back in just a second on Head Games Radio. Give us a call at 800-878-7529. We'll be right back.